Welcome to Crypto Talk Radio, the podcast for everyday investors like you. Visit us on the web at cryptotalkradio.net. And now, here's your host, Leister.
Thank you for that, Bailey, and welcome everybody out there in Crypto Talk Radio, found at cryptotalkradio.net. The galvanized is out of the place. Well, not all of it. The vast majority of galvanized is out of the place. We are working on the remainder of it, but we now have galvanized, I'd say, largely out of the place. So all the basement galvanized is out. It's done. The kitchen's pretty much done. Full on. And then the next piece is the hose bibs are all done. The water heater's done. The next is the bathroom, but that's a large scope of work, as I knew it would be. However, it's important if we get the bathroom sorted out. I could live without the bathroom, I think, at this point, if he tapped it into the shower piece, but it's important that I get this thing done. And then the upstairs bathroom, I'm leaving alone until I do just a renovation. It's probably my thought here. If you're new, you don't know what I'm talking about. Welcome, by the way, but I am in the process of doing a bunch of work on my home. One of the big things that needed to get done was the freaking pipes. They were galvanized. If you've never owned a home, understand that galvanized pipes, they come from like the old school, like 40s, 50s, 60s. Old school, and you're supposed to actually change your pipes. You might not know this, but you're supposed to actually consider changing your pipes roughly every 30 to 50 years, depending on what type of pipes they were. And so the galvanized, they didn't bother changing them ever. What happens, and they didn't know this when they envisioned this, what happens is they'll rust on the inside, and eventually it's like a clogged artery. It'll just start eventually. A bunch of rust just builds up until it's constrained. So it affects your water flow, but it also releases sediment, rust, and other sediment through the water. And there's a risk of lead exposure through this. So I was committed to getting rid of it because I don't even know how the previous people who were living here, which was the daughter of the person who owned it. I don't know how they were taking showers because it clearly was coming out of the freaking shower as I was watching this. And I think there was a bunch of stuff in the water heater. I can't prove it, but I think there was. Because even now, after we swapped the kitchen stuff, I saw a little bit of it and then the utility sink. The point is, this is a huge shift. This is a large effort. It's been going on for a couple of days. Tomorrow's hopefully the last day we can call this done and dusted. But it was a large scale work, and I wanted to get it finally out of the way. Once this is done, the only two major scopes still remaining are the garage, which is going to be a nightmare, and the windows. The windows, I think, aren't going to be that bad. I did find a window manufacturer finally, but they seemed to not know what I was talking about when I said laminated windows. That's a bit of a red flag because every window manufacturer worth their salt should understand laminated windows. However, it turns out they're not a manufacturer. They just resell from some other party. I think it's Provia. I can't prove this. But the point is, the windows are just as important, mostly for weather, because we're starting to get close to winter, and I want to make sure that there's good thermal treatment on the home. It seems to retain heat decently well, and then I got the furnace all checked out. So I'm pretty much caught up with what I can do now, and then I'm waiting on another, you know, set of checks coming through. Then I got to deal with the tax situation coming up here next year, and that's going to be a little bit of a pain, because I already had a large tax bill from before, but my situation is a bit different. So I'm working on that. That's been my focus. That's why I was telling the story. This is what's on my mind. It's not cryptocurrency. Absolutely not. It's this nonsense with the house and getting caught up on these things. Separately, I did an update on Casual Talk Radio where I was talking about the feeling that we might be getting close to another housing bubble. Now, how would that affect me? Well, my home is roughly a third the way paid off already. So I was actually considering doing some sort of cash out refi if rates go down. Helps level out the payment, the monthly payment. I overpay every month, but still level out the payment, take some money out, deal with the garage because I know how much it's going to cost and it's in the five figures and it ain't fun. Get the garage sorted out. Once the garage is sorted out and the windows are sorted out, I'm sitting pretty good. And then there's other renovations I want to do just to get the house to, you know, what I consider a modern state. You know, the kitchen, I want to put a patio, which nobody has a patio. Like, I don't know why. It has a patio back door and a nice little deck. And there's other stuff I want to do to improve the resale value of the home in anticipation of potentially selling for a profit. So that's what's on my mind. I wanted to tell that story, not because of excitement, but simply to convince you. You know, I don't think of cryptocurrency hardly at all, not right now. And I would encourage you to have the same thing if you have other stuff that can distract you, other things worth your time and attention, focus on that, not the garbage that's crypto right now, because it's garbage right now. I'll be talking about some of that garbage a little bit. I think it'll be a quick episode because there's not a lot to chat about. Nothing that you didn't already hear from before. In any event, let's go ahead and dig in. Again, I think it's going to be a short episode because there's not a lot to chat about this week. Okay, Coindesk.com. We're going to zoom out to the month chart and we're going to specifically target Bitcoin, which ran up a little bit. I wouldn't say it's a great amount of money, but it ran up a little bit from the crap down to 53.4 that it had before. A low of 56.4, a high of 58 as I record this over the last 24 hours, hovering around the 57.6 mark, which is trending in a slight upward direction, expected to go a little bit further unless we have another, major crap out like we just had where we lose $4,000 worth of value. But there seems to be a general upward trend. Now, I looked at the total market cap. The total market cap is back over the $2 trillion mark. That's a positive sign. However, there's a little bit more to what's going on. A lot of the sentiment that's happening under the hood, the whole debate that's happening, I believe that's today, the debate, people are kind of waiting in the wings. And that's going to dominate today's episode. It was talking about the debate. Not the debate itself, but things that we need to hear from the debate from a sentiment perspective and the success overall. There are people out there that would swear to you that the Democrats are supporting of cryptocurrency simply because ETFs got passed underneath this regime, but those same people don't seem to also be telling you about how Gary Gensler said, I don't think it's a good idea, I think it's a bad idea, but So let's be honest here. It's not that they really support it. It's not that they really are about it. It's not that they wanted to do it. They did it reluctantly. Doing it reluctantly is not support. They don't support cryptocurrency, and it's important that you understand that they do not support cryptocurrency. They reluctantly are letting it go, and it's a political maneuvering trick, similar to some of these bills like the SAVE Act. It's political maneuvering, or as Thomas Massie would say, political theater. That's what it is. It's theater. They're doing it even though it's a waste of time. They're doing it to try to garner votes. That's what both sides arguably are doing. When Donald Trump says that he backs crypto and he accepts crypto donations, all of a sudden Kamala jumps on the board and she's accepting crypto donations. It's political theater. We know that certainly the Democrat side does not support cryptocurrency because that same Joe Biden went up on air, and I'm talking while he was in office, mind you, and called it a straight up scam. He left Gary Gensler in the office attacking cryptocurrency, going on these witch hunts, especially against Ripple. So let's stop the narrative that Democrats support cryptocurrency because we know that they do not. Now, with the Republican side, I would argue Republicans almost to a T love Bitcoin. It doesn't mean that they love all cryptocurrency. They love Bitcoin. Ted Cruz, he stacks bags like crazy. He's talked about it. Many of them want that money. They want the cash off of it. It's not that they really want it for you. You just happen to be a byproduct of it. If you take that on its face and say, great, I'll simply be a benefactor to the fact that these guys are greedy mother fathers, then there's nothing wrong with it. That's why I say the Republicans have a support, but predominantly it's Bitcoin. There's nothing wrong with that. Bitcoin's positive trend benefits everything else. If Bitcoin runs up, everything else is going to run up. So no matter what you invest in, you're going to benefit if Bitcoin benefits. So if you have candidates who openly and directly support Bitcoin, and I'm referring to the ones who specifically say directly, we're getting rid of the Gary Genslers, we're getting rid of the lockdowns, we're going to embrace this thing, and there's not going to be any CBDCs and all this crap. To me, that's the type of candidate you should support if you want cryptocurrency to thrive. That's assuming that you want it to thrive. You may not want it to thrive. You might be one that does not. I'm assuming if you're listening to me that you do. So I'm simply telling you, if you want it to thrive, you have one choice. You have to vote for the candidate who has told you that he wants it to thrive. And he told you why he wants it to thrive. If we don't do it, China will. He's not wrong in this. Now, there's a flip on that. Let's assume that we don't embrace it. Let's assume that, and I've heard this, that there's some stupid people who still can't get over their anger about Donald Trump the person. And they can't look past the fact that he gladly will insult people, despite the fact he's telling the truth in most cases. There are those people who are just going to vote simply because it's not Trump. I've heard them say that. Let's assume Kamala Harris wins the darn thing and gets back in that office and it gets crunched down. If China takes it over, you're still going to potentially benefit, and at least until the United States starts locking it down, starts going after your ass. So I'm imploring you to think this through. If you're one of those that simply is anti-Trump because you can't get past your animus of the guy, where you don't like the person, you can't focus on the fact that he is your only gateway to a free and open society regarding cryptocurrency. There's nothing I can do to convince you otherwise, nor will I try. I'm simply telling you that if you support Kamala Harris simply because it's not Trump, I would argue you're making the bad decision and you're going to repeat the last 4 years of damage that's been done to you and to me and everybody else, because Kamala is even worse than Joe Biden with respect to credibility. At least Joe Biden had some credibility from having been in office. He just was an idiot with it. He had the power, didn't know what he was doing, because even Obama trashed him behind his back. We knew what the deal was. Kamala doesn't have that. Kamala didn't have those people trashing her behind the back, except for people on the Republican side. People on the Republican side are trashing her because she doesn't know how to give an interview. She doesn't know how to explain it. She doesn't know what she's doing. She has advisors telling her what to do. It's possible those same advisors tell her the right stuff to do. We don't know. She hasn't openly trashed Joe Biden. That's why this debate's critical. We need to hear strength of the argument around cryptocurrency. We need to hear people like Vivek Ramaswamy, who was flat out saying, yes, I support this. Yes, 100%. A straight up answer, not the fluffy answer that Kamala tends to do, but a straight up answer that says, yes, I support this. Yes, this is what we need to do. Yes, this is what I'm going to do in office. And we also need to hear, well, you're in office right now. Why don't you do it? We need to hear her give a straight answer. And that straight answer might piss Joe Biden off, but that's how you show strength. That's how you show you're worth the office. That's how you show you're worth that chair, is by simply admitting, okay, Biden got it wrong. I didn't agree with him. He's the president. I gave my voice. He didn't go along with it. I did try. Or, you know what? I understand. I've talked to advisors as part of this journey, and I understand where I went wrong, and own it and say, this is what we probably should have been doing, and going forward, this is what I'm going to do. And I commit to you that I'm going to do these things because I understand your voices are telling me that this is where we need to go. Flat out admit it. That's what people need to hear. I'll tell you what you're probably going to hear, because it's a different set of moderators. The last moderators, which is Clinton News Network, aka CNN, they did a good job. I think this is ABC. I guarantee you there's going to be some bias. Unfortunately, I don't think they're going to be as good as CNN was in that last one. There's going to be some bias. If the rules are the same, which is you can't practice, you can't have an IFB, and the mics are muted, I still think it favors Donald Trump, primarily because when Donald Trump is not allowed to just talk, right, and he's muted during the other side, it forces him to stop and formulate his answer. When he formulates his answer, what he did to Joe Biden, just schools. Kamala recites practiced lines. You can tell she practices what she says. Megyn Kelly's called it out. Ironically, most of the women who are celebrity level women, they don't think very much highly of Kamala Harris. They think she's an idiot. I don't think she's an idiot. I think she's practiced. I think she's scripted. I think she's fake, frankly. But she's very intelligent. That's how I know she's fake. You can tell she's purposely trying to massage her speech in order to appeal to whoever's in front of her. So she'll gladly sound black or sound Hispanic or sound Indian or sound whatever she needs to do, according to whoever the target audience is. For mine, I speak the same way regardless of who I'm speaking to. Even at the workplace, I speak exactly the way I'm speaking to you right here, with a slight variation of certain words that I know those people wouldn't understand. But with her, she'll adjust the way she speaks to the target. Some people would praise that as a skill. It is a skill. But when you're trying to be the president of the United States, you have to be transparent about how you come across and what you say. You can't come across fake. If you come across fake, how can we trust you with policy? Which is what Peter Ducey was trying to call out when he asked the question about these different accent changes with Kamala Harris going to different places. You might be asking yourself, well, Leister, what the heck does this all have to do with cryptocurrency? It has everything to do with cryptocurrency because Donald Trump, for all his faults, has straight up told you, I support this and I want to win on this and I don't want China to take it from us. So I have to support it because I don't want China to have it. He straight told you that, ignoring everything else out there. And we know that from an economy perspective, it's the best way for wealth. And generational wealth is something that should be appealing to you. Kamala Harris to this day, hasn't said anything positive about cryptocurrency and direct support of cryptocurrency. It's a fluffy answer every single time. Why is it a fluffy answer? Because she knows that to come out and give adamant support about cryptocurrency contradicts the person who's president right now, because she knows that that guy made freaking mistakes and she doesn't want to embarrass him and come across as a hypocrite for supporting something that the current president doesn't support. She knows what the game is. Which is why I would encourage you, if you get a chance, to listen to the debate, because you need to hear directly from the horse's mouth. You need to hear that there's a direct support for cryptocurrency, assuming they ask the question. I'm hoping that they do. If they don't ask the question, I expect we're going to drop across crypto, because I think at least a subset of the world is expecting to hear at least one of the candidates talk about a plan for cryptocurrency going forward on the debate stage, and then the rebuttal from the other side. I expect that there is that subset that is influential enough that they could cause a major drop if we don't get any questions about cryptocurrency. If we get the question of cryptocurrency, Donald Trump is going to express his support for it. If we don't get the question, we're not going to get the answer that we hope to get. And so barring that, we have to wait for Donald Trump to come on Truth Social after the fact and talk about it again. We won't be able to hear Kamala's side again. My only hope and saving grace with this business is if they don't ask the question, it'll expose the media, because everybody wants to hear what your stance is on this. And everybody wants to hear policy. Everyone wants to hear how you plan to do it. What's your course of action? Trump straight up said, we're going to fire Gary Gensler. He didn't halt. He didn't hesitate. He said, we're firing Gary Gensler because he's holding it back. That's what we need to hear. That's the kind of stuff we want to hear. You've heard nothing of the sort from Kamala. That should concern people. There are just too many people that are getting in their feelings about Donald Trump, the man, which is weird to me because, again, it's all about the policy. Now, if people want to make the same mistake for 4 more years of damage, that's on them. I can't help any further because I've already tried. I'm telling you what I know, though, okay? Cryptocurrency is not going to go on the run that we expect that it should if you don't get Donald Trump in that office, based on what I've not heard from Kamala Harris to date. So I'm done ranting about the business. Hopefully that's clear about what I'm saying. And I do believe that the debate is part of the reason why there's a little bit of fluffiness going on with this whole business. Speaking of the whole debate and the secondary. So now I talked about how Republicans, they're all stacking bags. We know this business. Well, there's a lot of chatter going on in the House, particularly in Congress. There's a lot of chatter where the Democrats are wanting to lock down. I'm talking directly in Congress now. There's talks to lock it down. There's direct talks about doing it. The reason they want to lock it down is because of all the different rug pulls and scams that are out there, you know, like Cytochain, where I was telling people, you have all this business and then people start screaming about getting ripped off, and all that causes our Congress to do is think they need to protect you. And unfortunately, we've conditioned society to believe that they need to be protected, aka socialism. There are some people who would say, well, you like socialism when it suits you and you don't like it here. There's a different level to socialism that we're describing. Socialism in terms of a service that you pay for that has a direct benefit to you, not to your detriment, is probably okay. Social Security is socialism. It's a pyramid scheme at this point, or even closer to a Ponzi scheme, if you want to be honest here, because that's what you're doing. You're paying into the system to benefit somebody else. How is that not a Ponzi scheme? What it is? Something, you know, fires and police and all that stuff, that benefits you. It benefits you directly in terms of safety and security and you know, all the different governmental services all benefits you. But when we're talking about something here where there are people who get ripped off, you think about the situation where they get ripped off. I saw a story where somebody was getting into some cryptocurrency that's a well-known cryptocurrency and then claimed that they got completely ripped off when they connected their wallet. I can guarantee you 99.85% that that person got ripped because they saw what looked like a believable link that was not the official source, because they went to Telescam and got ripped off. It doesn't mean that the project ripped them off. It means that they fell for a scam. Falling for a scam doesn't require regulations. It requires education. Education is where we fail. We fail to educate people on how to look out for these scammy, scummy behaviors, but it's not that hard. I just saw Belize got, you know, hacked again. I'm like, really? Because he connects to a thing and it's like, okay, well, why is your wallet still active connected? Why? What's going on there? I don't know. And if you remember the person that I was arguing with way back yonder, and this was Zen Crypto, I talked about the person on chat and they're like, yeah, my computer's all fine. And I said, chances are what you're doing is you're using the insecure browser plugin and it all works fine for you, but there's a risk. And I said, make sure you disconnect your wallet from these services and don't leave it connected. That's an easy win though, right? It's like, don't leave that. This is your money. Would you leave your wallet wide open, laying out on the table when you go to work? No. So why are you doing it here where you're leaving it actively connected or available to be connected while connecting to these other services? Why are you blindly trusting that? Why aren't you so skeptical? Like myself, if I'm connecting to anything that's sketchy, I'm jumping on VPN. Number one, there's no wallet connect because I don't use any of the browser-based wallets. I refuse to do that. If there's something I'm going to connect to, it's via Wallet Connect, and then I connect via tablet, which requires me to actually approve whatever transaction is happening. But a site can only do that if it's the official site, because I wouldn't do it to a third-party site because I'm going to the official source, which is why I'm so adamant they should have an official website that's kept up to date. Like, do you understand why this is easy for me and why I get frustrated when I hear people get hacked when it should not be happening at this point? But I understand if it's somebody that's newer to technology, newer to cryptocurrency, getting ripped off because they don't know what to look for, which is the whole point of my show, is to try to help educate people about what to look out for. So when I hear Congress talking about scams and locking it down, they're not chasing the right problem. It's not a problem of the one providing the token. It's a problem of education. We don't need lockdowns. We need better education to help people understand. Would I love to have a world where we can stop people from creating scam sites? Sure. It's never going to happen. It's whack-a-mole. It's so easy to spin up a website these days. It's so easy to scam people. You're never going to be able to stop it. If you try to go after the hosts, they're just going to raise their prices or worse, shut down, which makes it harder on the legit people. It's whack-a-mole. The real fix is education. Until we get better education, the problem's not going to go any better. And so that's why I'm so against the Democrat way of trying to approach what they think is a problem, because their first leap in is to just lock stuff down. That's all they do, because they think they're keeping you safe when the truth is they're taking control. If you're fine being controlled and you like to be coddled and babied, that's on you. That's not me. I don't like that. I like where we understand what's really going on. It's not a lack of control. It is a lack of education. We need to help people understand what to look out for so that they don't get ripped off and that people are actually making smarter, basic decisions. I'm sorry. If you're using a browser-based plugin, you're asking for it. If you're listening to me right now, I would never tell you to use a browser-based plugin. I don't give a damn what it is. You've heard me, if you've listened for a while, trash on MetaMask, because they straight told you in the terms that they're willing to sell your information to whoever the F. Why would I support these things? I don't want you to get ripped off. So I had people ask about wallets. Well, long as it's on a mobile something that you control and you only connect to it when you're doing a transaction and you disconnect from it and you use, you know, Everrise's tool to remove those authentications, this is what I'm talking about in protecting yourself. That's an education thing. It doesn't require governmental oversight. It requires that all of us play a part in making sure that you're educated on how to keep yourself safe. So my takeaway, when you got the Congress talking about we need to lock this down already and they're fighting the battle, and Republicans are saying we need to embrace DeFi because they're greedy mother fathers, I'm going to lean towards the Republican side because I believe that's really the right answer. We need to embrace it more, but we need to educate people too. Make sure that they stay safe. I'm not a fan of locking it down because the token provider, you know, except Sidechain. But other than that, the token provider is not the problem. The problem is a lack of education and people getting ripped off left, right, and Sunday. I would love, again, to have a situation where we can just walk into a bank and transact, you know, the main one, Bitcoin, Ethereum, you know, main ones. Just walk into a bank and just do that if you already have an account, even if you don't have an account. I'd rather be able to do that without having to give an ID and just a simple transaction, because that'll help a lot of it. Sometimes people just want to get into basic Bitcoin and they don't know how to do it and they go to some sketchy something, get ripped. If you make it easier to get access to Bitcoin, perhaps they don't get ripped off. Now, if they're choosing to get into some sketchy something, they're rolling the dice and that's on them. Let them gamble and own their gambling. But I'm not supporting Congress trying to protect those people because I don't think it's going to do any good. I think it's going to be more harm than good. The debate's going to be very revealing, ladies and gentlemen. We need to understand who's in support and who's not in support. You, in my opinion, have a choice to make. You can go for the candidate who supports cryptocurrency because you want to see it succeed in the long term. Or you can completely ignore the candidate who supports cryptocurrency because you don't like their mean tweets or whatever it is. I am always going to support the one who supports cryptocurrency because I think it's been too long where we've been attacking it for no real valid reason. And it's at the peak of its potential and can crash that glass ceiling if we just allow it to do so. That's where I want to see it go. Not just for singular wealth, but for everybody. Everybody would have the opportunity to get in and make some money on the side. And that's really what the current government doesn't want to see. They don't want to see you get enriched separate from them. That's why they're trying to get it, the IRS to get up to speed to the where they can tax you to basically take 50% of whatever the gains. I don't know what they'll come up with, but they'll take some of your taxes and take all the stuff so that, okay, yeah, you can go ahead and do it, but then you don't get any benefit from it. You're right back suppressed. That's not the right answer. The right answer is let's embrace it now. Let's make it easier to get into it. And let's educate people on how to stay safe doing it. And if you're one who doesn't want to learn because you're that kind of person, doesn't want to be taught, maybe you should just stay out of it. I suspect if you're listening to me, you want to get more into it. That's the point of my show. Hopefully you listen this long to hear me say, I am not a fan of locking down, but the current administration wants to lock it down. So you, to me, it makes the choice for you. If you want crypto to thrive, you cannot support the current administration. That includes the current vice president who is vying to be president, because I guarantee you she's not going to do anything different than the man who's in office right now. But it's up to you. I can't tell you what to vote for.